Thank you so much for calling, Lisa, here.
Yes, Lisa, this is William Farrow. You had sent me an email regarding the project you're working on for me.
Yes, William, I have been texting you for a very long time now, you know, in order to have this call done. Is it a good time to talk?
Yes, yes, I've been waiting for your call since I spoke with Ethan, you know, last week, and he said it was going to be a couple of days you were going to send me a draft. And what you sent me was what I originally sent to you all way back when I first started. And that had, there's been no, did you get a, you got a copy of the manuscript with all my notes and everything in it with the
yes,
outline
do have
and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
and
do
I've begun
that.
To sort of put it in the framework that I wanted it to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And what you sent me was when we were talking way back in September or October.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so whoever
let me
did,
open up
I mean,
the
actually,
draft
some of that
here.
Can be incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
let me open
have
up
you
the
had
draft.
A chance to? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now the prologue that is there. You're saying you wrote this prologue and sent it to us?
Say again.
I'm saying that did you write the prologue and send it to us? Is that what you're saying?
When we first started out,
mm-hmm.
back in September,
mm-hmm.
I sent in a summary of some of that document, what you sent me. Let me open up
right.
What you sent me. And that was, but since then, I've been working on putting it in a structure and a format.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, I have not heard from you guys since last year.
Mm-hmm.
So all the information I've been sending to you all, nobody was responding. And when you did respond, you sent back the same information like you did today.
It's not the
what
same. Review the track changes in the file?
Yeah, but what you sent me was, I'm looking at it now. Let me, hold on.
Okay, open it up and let's review it together, okay?
Open the same document twice. Okay, what you sent me was a document called Civil Rights Rewrite 313022, which has my name on the first page.
No, you're looking at the wrong file, William. I've sent you another file that is titled William Farrow, 6 April 2022 Civil Rights Draft 1. Is this the 6th April draft that you're looking at?
How many pages was in that document?
28 pages, but it has to say 6th April in the title. If it's not saying 6th April, then you're looking at the incorrect draft.
Well, I'm not looking at 6th April. It says on this document it was sent. This is what I'm looking at the email you just sent me that I got today. And let me go to that email.
I didn't send you any emails today.
Okay, here's the, I got this. It says 7:31 p.m. yesterday, book draft 04-06-2022. You sent it to myself twice.
That's
and
correct.
Ethan Hale.
Yes,
and
yes.
It says,
download this
find,
file, please.
Please
yes.
Please find the draft attached and kindly provide your feedback on it. Also, have you decided on the revision of a book cover? Now, I'm opening the doc, 6 April 2.
Yes, that's the one that we need to look at.
Okay, that's the document that there's nothing, that's not the prologue that I initially, that was when we first started way back. I was talking about starting something with that when I, the prologue that, yeah, see, that's talking about the characters, mom and dad, and the birth of the main character. And
yes,
then
and
it talks about discrimination. See, that was that was the general summary that I sent you when we first started.
But it is modified further.
And so wait a minute. Let me explain. So once these 20 some pages or whatever they were,
mm-hmm.
I had explained to you where I was going with it. So mm-hmm. back in November and December, mm-hmm. I kept sending in information. I sent in the table of contents, which is if you go to the document I just sent you, mm-hmm. which is 10/26/21 doc. Let me see if that's the right one. I think that's not the one. Let me open up the right one here. Because I got so many variations of that same dot. So the document that you should have been working on was a document that was set 6 April 22, Civil Rights Draft 1 doc. And in that doc, it starts with, shows my name, shows the part 1 table of contents, then it shows the prologue.
Wait a minute, William. I lost you. Which draft are you looking at right now?
The one that I sent. Did you open your email to my response to your email today?
Yes, I did. There is a draft that
okay.
you attached in there that is.
Which was what you sent. And then underneath,
yes.
I sent what the draft that you should have been working on. And I specifically said in there that the draft that you sent me
mm-hmm.
was not the draft that I was working on, and I attached the draft, which should be Civil Rights 3/22/2022.
Okay.
That's the draft. That's the last updates that I did, and I was waiting to hear back from you all on this draft. Now, that information you sent on your initial draft, that can be incorporated way down when it gets to the birth area, but this
okay.
is the focus. I wanted to start it, and the prologue is the beginning of the novel, where
and
the president is awarding
the prologue?
Character.
Yeah, did you review the prologue in the recent draft that I've sent you, and you're sure that it isn't the correct one, right?
Of course not, because what the prologue you sent me, this is what it says. It says, Carol Vaughn Langston and Elizabeth McGee Langston were expecting
mm-hmm.
their child on the eve of November 5th, 1941.
Yes.
That's
what
you sent me. And I'm saying that was the old summary version. And I decided back last year that I was
mm-hmm.
I needed to focus it to introduce the character. So I rewrote the prologue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an announcement from the White House. Office of the Press Secretary, remarks by President at presentation of the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the President makes a speech. Then he introduces all the awards. And then he singles out Warren. And it says, as Warren was listening. And then the very end of the prologue,
mm-hmm.
where the President is talking about all of the other presenters, when
mm-hmm.
he gets to Warren, at the bottom, I said, as Warren was listening to the president's remark about his military career, he began to reminisce about his life starting from what he remembers from the early 40s and subsequent years leading up to his Presidential Medal of Freedom. He remembers
right.
hearing his parents talk about the day he was born. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you want to disperse all of that into there at some point, that's great. But the prologue was really the beginning of the development of the novel, where now we're going to talk about this character
mm-hmm.
and what
and
he's
we
doing.
Got it on
and
a
then,
wrong note at this point of time. I see that. In the recent draft that I've sent you, it's starting off the wrong way. So we need
right.
to really disregard everything that we were working on before and start focusing on this draft only. Am I correct?
Right. That's what I said when I started talking to you all
mm-hmm.
way back. I kept
mm-hmm.
saying that over and over, and it was as though you were not listening to what I was saying. I wasn't getting your emails,
and you weren't getting my emails too. I believe there was an issue in between.
Well,
us
nobody was calling.
Document.
Like, nobody. Here,
mm-hmm.
hear this, Lisa. Nobody called. I got two telephones.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a text. Sometimes, if I'm not near my cell phone,
mm-hmm.
I don't hear ding. I have
okay.
two landlines that I use for business.
I got
and
the second number now.
Always,
I kept switching out on the other number.
Wait, hear me out. You're not listening to what I'm saying. We have a communication problem, and the communication problem is you're not listening to. If you want to reach me, you can reach me like through email, but you weren't email. I wasn't getting any emails from you. I wasn't getting any texts from you. I wasn't getting any telephone landline messages from you. So how am I supposed to know what it is that you have? You never correspond back. And every time I try to talk to you guys, you still send me the same old stuff.
William. Hold it. I understand that you're escalated, but understand that I have the screenshots dated back to the email correspondence that I kept sending you emails and text messages as well. I can send all of those screenshots to you. But yes, with the phone calls, we weren't really prompt up with that. So I apologize on that end. Let's put that behind us now. Now, since you have highlighted this document to me, I'm assigning this to the team, and I will let them know that they should disregard everything else that was done before. Furthermore, I'm also finding another project manager. So, you know, you turn a new page and he will keep, a constant communication with you, all right? Just to make things
Now, who will this be?
Improve. Sheldon. His name is Sheldon. I will loop him in the email and he will be a direct point of contact from now onwards, okay?
Okay. Now, when can I be expected to hear from Sheldon?
Well, I will try to have him call you today itself, just so that you guys can discuss how project will move on from here onwards. Furthermore, I will have this conversation with Sheldon and the team already that they need to focus on this draft solely. What Sheldon will be talking to you about on his first call would be the changes that you would like in this draft. I mean, how far off can we go? I mean, can we rephrase, rewrite, or do you just need minor edits in this document that you've sent us?
Yeah,
all right?
What I wanted you guys to do was to rewrite, re-edit those where it flows, where the particular arc
right.
and the story is being told.
The transition.
I want you to make sure that, because I'm just doing a narrative. I'm narrating what went on, but I want you to connect it to where it flows so that the reader will be interested enough in what they're reading to continue to want to find out what
yes.
else is this character doing. You know, that's my
Absolutely.
Intent, because I have all the ideas and all of the,
right,
the
right.
activities, and I listed in the table of contents the areas that I want to deal with, and I put in notes and little research items that I pulled from certain libraries to make sure that I had time frames, events that were going on at that time,
mm-hmm.
so I could make some references. So I was waiting to see how you guys were going to put that in some kind of narrative form
yes.
so that it won't look like a historical book, a history book,
yes.
but more of a novel, storytelling.
Of course.
Because I'm
of
writing
course.
It
and
more like now from like it's a history lesson or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of a direct narrative at this point of time from your end. So, of course, we have to, work on the transition and the flow and, of course, the connectivity of the chapters and how it's going to flow overall in terms of a story narration, you can say. So based
yeah.
on what you have sent us, that is quite extensive, and we'll start working on it. But, William, furthermore, we will have additional questions. Sometimes we have to include other
yeah,
things
I'm
as
available.
Well. So,
I'm available
yeah.
all the time. All you have to do is reach out to me. If you don't get me on one way, you can email me, text me,
mm-hmm.
call me.
Or call,
there,
yeah.
I have message service, so there's no reason why you can't reach me.
Because
I'm reachable.
Okay.
So if you don't, the only reason you can't reach me is you don't try hard enough.
Okay.
Because
all
if you
right.
don't get me on one number, you can get me on another one. If you can't get me, you can email me. If you can't email me, you can text me. And I'll respond. Like now, I didn't, when you text me back,
mm-hmm.
because I was doing something else, probably on another phone somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the phone thing that you said mm-hmm. you're ready to contact me. So you could have called me, like I called you and left a message on your service,
right,
on your phone
right.
this morning.
The
so,
problem
and then
with that,
I'll get back to you.
Yep, of course, of course. Now that you've said that we can call you anytime, then we will surely go ahead and do that. If we are unable to reach you via messages or text, then, of course, we will just directly call you. Usually what happens, William, is that all of our clients, they are pretty much busy doing something or the other, and they don't just like us calling them every time directly. So it's important to schedule a call before we call them. And that's the only reason why I waited on your message or correspondence that, you know, when you give me the heads up, I'll call you back. But no worries about that. Sheldon will be assigned today, and he will keep a constant communication thread with you, okay? So let me just go ahead and let him know what's going on with the project along with your writing team, and let's pick up the pace from there. So you can expect another draft within 3 to 4 working days from today, okay?
And that's going to be based on that 3/22/2022 draft.
Correct, correct. This draft.
Right.
We will disregard everything else that was worked upon before, and we will focus on this draft. We will bring it into shape, format it a bit, because a little bit of formatting is out here, okay? So we'll start working
right.
on that, and the initial prologue and everything, we will make some edits or most probably rewrite it. I would suggest rewriting it because it's written pretty much in a straight narration at this point of time. So,
right,
yeah,
right, right.
Using this information, we can tweak it a bit and rephrase it in a more interesting manner, you know?
Right,
so,
right. That's what I want. That's the purpose of dealing with you all, is I wanted that expertise
absolutely.
From your end. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay,
okay.
So then
all right.
I'll wait to hear from Sheldon, and then we'll move forward and hopefully, you know, if you run into any difficulty, like say I'm reachable, so anytime. And if you can't
we'll call you.
Reach me immediately, I will respond as soon as I get the notice. And if you don't hear back from me, that means I didn't get whatever text or email you sent, because I
back.
Respond to all texts and emails. And if you don't hear from me,
mm-hmm.
then that means I never got it.
Got
because
it.
Because had
okay.
I known that you guys had never gotten any of the emails I sent you,
mm-hmm.
I got so many iterations of this document
right.
that goes back in October, and I thought we were working on that because I was sending information, and then anyway, we don't want to rehash that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now
so.
That is behind us, let's move forward, and I will let Sheldon know that he needs to talk to you regarding this, and then we'll take things from there. Okay.
Okay. All right, Lisa.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Last thing, William, before you go, have you thought about the revisions on the cover? Because the last conversation that we had on the cover, you selected the one with the pictures, but you told me that you would provide some revisions on that. So what are the updates
yeah,
on that?
I told Ethan the same thing. I said, right now, I've been so frustrated on getting a manuscript that
right.
covers an ISBN have been the last thing on my
right,
mind
right.
until I can see something. Then, uh-huh. because that's it. I just can't think about that because a cover for what? I have nothing publishable. So
yes, yeah.
No, so
let's get this back
on
track.
On.
Yeah, let's get the draft back on track, and then we can talk about the book cover and the ISBN and everything.
Right.
Else, okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you so
okay.
much for your time, William. Don't worry about it. I'm assigning a good man to your project. He will keep constant communication with you, and we're going to get this back on track in no time, okay? So don't worry about it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.